At least 17 people were killed today when a car bomb exploded next to a bus in northern Israel. More than 45 people were hurt in the blast, which occurred not far from Israel's border with the West Bank and just a few miles from Jenin. Israel long has considered Jenin a staging area for suicide bombers. Within hours of the bombing, Israeli tanks rolled into Jenin and its helicopter gunships fired missiles at buildings there. A spokesman for President Bush said these terrorists are the worst enemies not only of Israel, but of the Palestinian people and their hopes for a better life. NPR's Linda Gradstein is at the scene. This must have been a powerful blast, Linda.
The blast, in fact, was so powerful that a gas station more than 300 yards away, the entire gas station shook. I've never seen anything like this. All that's left is the skeleton of the bus. It looks like a bus that's been rusting on the side of the road for 50 years. I saw the remains of the car that the bomber used being towed away. It wasn't recognizable as a car. All you could make out was an engine block. The blast was so powerful that it completely destroyed the bus, and parts were scattered, small pieces of the rubber of the bus and fragments of the bomb for hundreds of yards in either direction of the blast.
Any claim of responsibility?
The Islamic Jihad, which is a small radical Islamist movement, claimed responsibility, both in a call to the Lebanese TV station Al-Manar, and also the spokesman for Islamic Jihad in Damascus claimed responsibility.
The Israeli cabinet is meeting an emergency session to consider a response to this.
That's true. There have been a series of suicide bombings since Israel finished what it called Operation Defensive Shield, which was supposed to, as Prime Minister Sharon said, root out the terrorist infrastructure, quote, which obviously hasn't worked. There was a debate on Sunday's cabinet meeting between the head of the security services and Sharon, and the head of the security services said that if Israel does not maintain forces inside Palestinian-controlled areas in the West Bank, that there will be more attacks. Sharon has said that he intends to continue his policy of going into these cities, capturing Palestinians suspected of attacks or involvement in attacks on Israel, and then leaving. However, there are some in Israel that are calling for a much harsher Israeli response and are pressuring Sharon to hit back very hard against the Palestinian Authority. Israeli officials say that Yasser Arafat is responsible, even though it's the Islamic Jihad that claimed responsibility. This also comes as Prime Minister Sharon is supposed to leave tomorrow for the United States for a meeting with President Bush on Monday. Sharon's last trip a month ago was cut short by a suicide bombing that killed 15 Israelis.
If this policy of incursion into West Bank towns isn't working, what do they do?
Well, that's a very good question, and that's what's being discussed. I mean, there are some in Israel, including one cabinet minister named Effie Eitam, a very hard-line cabinet minister, who's calling for Israel to reoccupy most of the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Other people say that even when Israel was in these towns, there were suicide bombings. There's a growing movement in Israel for just putting up a wall between Israel and the West Bank. In fact, Sharon yesterday approved a fence that will run along the border between Israel and the West Bank. So I think Israeli, you know, security officials are really kind of casting around and saying, well, you know, Israel went in with a tremendous amount of force during that 6 weeks and it didn't work. So what do you do now?
NPR's Linda Gradstein at Megiddo Junction in northern Israel.